Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. More than 40,000 people have signed a petition calling on the state's Department of Environment to reunite a Staffy and Magpie who've lived together on the Gold Coast for years. The couple behind the famous Peggy and Molly social media account have spoken of their fears for their beloved magpie Molly after he was surrendered to authorities over allegations the bird was kept unlawfully. A department spokesperson says they share the community's desire to ensure Molly is cared for in the most appropriate way going forward. 12 days after the local government election and only half of the Gold Coast Council candidates have been officially declared by the ECQ. Despite receiving more than half of the 76% of votes that have been counted, already returning to work and his opponents conceding, Mayor Tom Tate has yet to be declared. The Electoral Commission Queensland says before a declaration of an elected candidate can be made, they must be certain that the number of ballot papers outstanding and the preferences marked by voters cannot change the outcome. We've asked multiple times why the count is taking so long in some parts of the state, but the ECQ hasn't given us any more information. And Gold Coast tourism bosses are hoping last-minute holiday makers will help in boosting the city's visitor economy this Easter long weekend. Right now, hotel occupancy is about 70%, but Experience Gold Coast expects that to reach about 80%. The short-term pickup in accommodation bookings remains strong at 7%, which is up on the same time last year. Just updating some local sport now, and the Titans CEO is confident the Gold Coast NRL team can improve despite scoring just one try this so far winless season. Steve Mitchell remains confident in coach Des Hasler.
We're two games into 24 playing games across 27 rounds. It's not unusual for teams to start slow and come good. It's definitely a new environment. So we are where we are. This weekend we've got to focus on the Dolphins and get the job done.
The Titans clash the Dolphins at home on Saturday.